So how was dinner?
Very good.
Thank you.
Rukavina looks slicker than baby shit today. Can't believe it. I thought you just looked like a fucking Canadian bum all the time. Your clothes got here.
I'm in my uniform, sir.
Okay. Interesting. I didn't have time. I only read a few of my emails and tweet fucks and link fucks this morning. I didn't even get to my face fucks. But the audience loves me fucking beating you. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom fucking line. Especially when I ripped you into asshole about those cunts that you lift weights with. We had some other cunts that lift weights. You know? They like that shit. I had some more comments about the essence of them, or distilling them down. I don't look like, sound like, act like the other guys that purport to be in this industry. And I've been in Robert knows this, and Marcus and this Robert, and we've talked about it, and Sally doesn't like to talk about it anymore because she's tired of it. She says it ain't gonna change anything. She says, Dan, you say don't waste time on things you're not gonna change. You can't change, so give it up. She says, give it up. But only a wife can tell you that. But I don't look like the rest of the guys. I don't. You know, I've got 200 Savile Row suits that cost between $3,000 and $15,000. I don't wear my expensive shoes because I'm standing all day. But I've got, you know, a Bentley, DB9 and a Cobra out in front. We're in a castle. Notwithstanding my trust stones that I don't own it. So I'm just not the same. And notwithstanding that, the information that I spew out, comes out of my lips, is just, I won't say it's the antithesis of the industry, but it's pretty much 99.9% different than the industry. And one of the emails I was reading, I was a child prodigy at 7. I went to Stanford when I was 9. I already got talent when he was 15. And I stopped reading it. I'll read it later, but I certainly wasn't a child prodigy at 9, that's for sure. And I told you we had some other kid here that went to MIT or some bullshit at 4 or something. But it's different. And as we said, before I forget, a lot of other people say, what does it take to get on the Hall of Fame? Okay, they want me to pan. I'm not going to do this, pan every picture and give a little description. And somehow, they don't know there's a Hall of Shame. I thought I mentioned it, but nobody, they're asking about the influencers in the Hall of Fame. That's how life is, though. They might know somebody on the Hall of Shame. They may be mentored by one of these fucks. And that's the way life is. They don't want to know the bad news. And that's exactly how you were trained by your parents, your grandparents, and your school teachers. When they tell you, you can be, you're a miracle. You're one of 400 sperm that got through to everybody. That's true. One of 400 million. But, and you're special. You're only special if you do something with your fucking life, you miserable cunts. Otherwise, you're not special. Then you're just a piece of dung shit that rolled down the inside of your mom's leg. That's all shite. But I'm the only one that says it, as far as I can tell. Now, there may be somebody else I don't know about. Maybe there's some fucking Ruski Russian Putin's mentor or trainer or something. Maybe. I don't know. But in the English-speaking world, or in the free world, as far as I can tell, I'm the only guy that even remotely sounds like this. And just as I went through the list of my brand, those 30 or 25 or 30 things that I've done, that not even one of the 30 or 25 or 30 has anybody else done. Not one. Forget all the rest of them. Yet, people still, just as they don't, they're not interested in the Hall of Shame, and maybe they shouldn't be interested in the Hall of Shame because you know, they don't want any negative energy or negative vibrations or whatever that theory is, and for it to rub off on them, or negative karma or whatever. But we avoid information, even obvious information, that is outside our comfort zone. Is outside our comfort zone. And I'm attracted to it. Now, inadvertently, when I was, and I think it's because of my dad, because my dad called a spade or spade a shovel, as they say in this country, and he didn't fuck around. And I tell this story, and I've said it on YouTube before. He says, "Why are you so honest?" And I said, "Well," and I'm not going to go through the whole bloody story of how my dad beat me, and he almost beat me to death once, but I'm not going to go through that whole story. But one of the reasons I stopped doing drugs, I never started doing drugs, is because my dad took a .38 revolver, and I was sitting down, and he put it to my head like this, with a hammer cocked back, loaded. And he said, "Dan, if you do fucking drugs, there's only one cure for fucking drugs. And it's a motherfucking bullet in your motherfucking brain." Now he's got his finger on the trigger and the hammer back up to my skull. And my mother's standing about where you're standing. And this is my mother. I brought her in today. She's in her ashes. "Manny, Manny, God, you might pull the trigger." "Well, maybe I will. But then you won't have to do drugs, will he? Because I'll be the fucker to put a bullet in your fucking head." Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I believe my father. I believed him. When the old fuck said something, I believed him. So I never went close to drugs. Never even entered my pea brain. Now just imagine for all the little dope heads on the YouTube here, coke heads, if somebody had done that and you really believed that they were going to pull the trigger. The chances are maybe you wouldn't have done drugs. And to answer your question that you're already thinking about, pea brain Canadian, no, my dad didn't care if he went to fucking hell. He didn't care if he put a bullet in my head and then he was damned forever. He didn't give a shit. All he knew at that time, he was in the Los Angeles Police Department, regional commander for the Foothill Division, if I remember correctly, and he wasn't going to have a fucking drug addict for a kid. Now, my brand is different. My information is different. And these Hall of Famers behind you, which we're not going to show, because give them a little privacy. You want to see the Hall of Famers, you cunts, pay the fucking money to come here. And you can look at the wall. And their names aren't on their pictures. Because these guys and gals listened. So it is different information, but I can't stress enough, it's what you do with the information once you leave here. Otherwise, you wasted your money. You wasted your money. And we've only had 500 or 600 people come through the castle. I don't know if that's a lot or a little. It seems like a little compared to the many tens of thousands that I've helped train. We figured that I've at least touched, trained, indirectly or directly, and actually directly, 240 to 250,000 people. In my 20 years, 240 to 250,000 people. Which seems like a small number when you think there's 7.4 billion people on the planet. But some of the richest guys on the planet are on that wall. So, we must be doing something right. And as I said earlier yesterday, when other people write, and I have never even opened this book, if you can tell, when other people write books about my shit, it's probably time for me to change or retire. And when I started thought of retiring last year is when I first saw this book. Because nobody knows when to get out. It's like Muhammad Ali, you know, fighting too many fights. They never know when to leave. And now when I go to the personal development section of a library or a bookstore, I haven't been in a library in a long time or a bookstore, and I see all the books say quantum on them, it is time for me to quit. Because then everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. it's quite, I find it amusing that they like, because they're not getting the beatings, the people that are link fucking me and tweeting me. They're not getting the beatings. They're not here for the abuse, but they like it. So that says something about human nature. As my kids would say, better them than us, Dad. But the interesting thing about it is I can beat up Jerry, and it doesn't have the same effect as that if I beat up you. Because you won't relate to me beating up Jerry. You'll say, well, that's not me, really me. I don't really do that stuff. And you'll disassociate yourself, and he's just a weak Canadian, or this, that, and the other. Or if I beat up Mr. Ivy League over here, as Freud said, the greatest thing about the human being, not the greatest, one of the weakest things about the human being, we can intellectualize. So if I beat up Sheridan, or I beat up Bavarian Bob, or George, Dr. George, you don't take it the same as when I'm beating you. Now when I'm beating Marcus, Marcus, and I'm not beating Matt, I haven't figured out what to beat you about, Matt, yet. But I'll figure something out, believe me, I will. It's different. It's different. Like when I wasn't raised with any brothers or sisters because my dad had a second family when I was already old enough to be their father. So, but my kid brother, my oldest kid brother, who's 54, he's a assistant fire chief at Los Angeles County Fire Department. He's a big wig fire person. He's been there 30 plus years. But he says, if Dad had beat me as much as you as he beat you, I'd be more successful. Chicano, dark skinned. He wishes that my father, our father, had beat the fuck out of him the way my dad beat the fuck out of me. Whereas my kids, I'm glad that I didn't beat them. Better I should beat somebody else. But my kid brother, Vince, God love him, equates discipline, focus, and beatings with success. Which he's absolutely fucking right. That's why Marcus has a little easier time with this, because he was once a world-class athlete. Now he's a burned-up old 30-year-old piece of shit. But he was once a world-class athlete. Are you 30 yet? Yeah, you're 30, okay. Look at all hobbly, all beat up to shit. Only here can you come and be called a beat up piece of shit at 30. Okay, so I'm going to continue, not that I need the validation or reinforcement by the dipshits on Linkfuck and stuff, but I know it works. I just know it works. And I don't know why I didn't think of this before. I don't know why. The Hall of Fame, Hall of Influences, etc. People always tell me, who influenced you? And I say not to... I didn't really think about it, but a lot of people influenced me, as you can see. A lot of people. But Adolf Hitler's up there. There's a lot of people that won't like that. Stalin's up there, along with Walt Disney. Walt Disney and Adolf Hitler right next to each other. Maggie Thatcher. Bob McNamara, the father of the Vietnam War. Governor John Conley, who got the shot with a magic bullet, friend of mine. George Bush won. The Queen. Okay, any questions that you'd like to share with the dipshits on YouTube? One of the secrets, no secrets. Okay, we'll see you after lunch, guys. Thank you.